From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
We're glad you joined us on this Friday. Later in the hour, we'll revisit an update from Cape, New Mexico, and information about the homeschool conference and registration for graduation. Also, another update later in this hour from Heritage Foundation. And we're going to revisit time with John Moore Associates. Content we visited last week with Brian Cochran. That'll be the final segment of today's show. We're starting off, since this month, March, is National Nutrition Month, we went and got our nutritionist to come in studio. Jennifer Bryant's with us from NourishedNutritionCounseling.com. Jennifer, thanks for coming in again.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
And before I forget, and we'll try to mention it again before the end of this segment, you and Gina Bryant from Rise and Abide Wellness are planning another Wellness in the Word workshop.
Yes.
Somewhere I want to use the word fool in here because it's it's on April 1st.
It is on April 1st.
So how about this? Don't be a fool, ladies. Don't miss this.
Yes, don't miss this. I'm excited for this one.
It's a no-cost event. Of course, a love offering is taken each time. And you've got a little bit of a history with this now. Did it start in person at the same location?
Yeah, we've been most of our workshops. This is our sixth one, actually, so that's pretty exciting. We started last year in January, and five out of the six of them have been in person at Trinity at the Marketplace. So that's been really wonderful. Pastor Michael has been great to use that facility. Yeah, definitely.
And now the last one was completely online, but this is exclusively for ladies. And we'll cover more content, actually, about this. The final week of March, you and Gina will both be in studio to remind the ladies to get registered and to plan to be there.
Yeah, that's right.
But there is information on your website at NourishedNutritionCounseling.com. All right. So this being National Nutrition Month, I went to NationalToday.com, where almost every day, actually, I find silly, you know, you wouldn't believe how many silly national holidays there are.
Oh, daily. I know.
And of course, many of them commercial, but I typically skip those. This one, though, caught my attention. And we're just going to have a little fun walking through this and get some great information from our expert in studio. Okay, so let's go through a little bit of the history of National Nutrition Month. It actually started as a week.
Oh.
Jennifer, what year would you guess that week was?
Good question. I'm going to say probably sometime in the 80s.
Okay, and I'll tell you this. I remember pretty specifically my mom changing habits in our home.
Okay.
In the 70s.
Okay.
And in 1973, the American Dietetic Association launched the first National Nutrition Week with the theme, "Invest in yourself, buy nutrition."
Interesting.
So, okay.
Huh.
80s was closer than many would have guessed.
Well, I will say also, fun trivia, that nutrition officially became a science in the 20s.
Oh, okay.
So we haven't, you know, lots of other sciences are much older, but nutrition is actually only about 100 years old.
So. Is there like a godfather or godmother to that move?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. Okay. I know that what started it was the discovery of vitamins.
Oh.
So probably whoever discovered vitamins, which I don't remember.
And if you're in Canada or England, it's vitamin.
Yes. Take your vitamins. Yes. I love that.
So in what year did it expand? After popular response to the week-long holiday, the initiative moved to span to a whole month. The first theme that month was to hit your stride, eat smart.
Hmm.
What year might that have been?
I'm going to go with my original answer. I'm going to guess 84.
Very close. The answer is at the beginning of Ronald Reagan's first term, not the end.
Okay.
Okay. So 1980 was the answer for that.
Okay.
And then moving on down the timeline, It's all in the book. It says the American Dietetic Association's Complete Nutrition and Nutrition Guide, first edition. Is that something that you have a copy of?
I do not.
Okay. It was published then on this date or in this year. It remains one of the most important pieces of nutrition literature and has spawned a number of editions since. That is the American Dietetic Association's Complete Food and Nutrition Guide. Be interesting to see what's in that from first edition to what it is now. But what year do you think that was the first edition came out?
I bet that was around the same time, but I'm going to guess 85.
96.
Oh, wow. That's later than I thought.
Yeah. And listen, let me cut Jennifer some slack. I would have done just like you. I had no idea. I'm holding all the answers. I printed them up. Okay. And one more. The American Dietetic Association changed its name. We already dialed into that or not?
I am dialed into that.
Okay. Yeah. To the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics to better reflect the shifting focus of education and science-based nutrition initiatives. What year did they change the name?
I do remember when this happened. And then this is one of those things where you have to kind of think back and you're like, okay, when was COVID? And then how much before that was it? You know, so let's see. I'm going to guess 2012.
You nailed it.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. I should have got the sound effects. Nice. Okay. All right. Now we've got about 2 minutes. It goes by that fast. So I'm going to fly through this and just throw it out to you. According to this that I found at nationaltoday.com on the National Nutrition Month, how to observe National Nutrition Month. Okay, three things. It says move your body, find inspiration, and it says meet with a dietitian. I put an arrow through that or a line through that and put meet with a nutritionist.
No.
Dietitian?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. Right. Let me tell you real quick why. So registered dietitian nutritionists, we go through about 6 years of training.
Uh-huh.
That includes our bachelor's in nutrition. That includes a practice internship. So we're highly educated in both science, biochemistry, education, and counseling. Whereas a nutritionist, technically anyone can call themselves a nutritionist. And there's actually no formal education behind that. There are some nutrition certification programs that generally range from 6 months to a year. And so having a registered dietitian nutritionist is like a whole nother level.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I got to put a plug in for us, you know.
Okay. So how about the move your body?
Yeah. Yeah. I love
it's
that.
It's easy to do.
It is easy to do. And I think, you know, sometimes we get stuck in that all or nothing mentality. We think, oh, we have to go to the gym for an hour.
No, just get steps.
Yeah. And so anything counts. That's my favorite phrase with movement.
Love it.
And also moving your body feels good, right? So when we can move, the more we can move, the better we feel.
Okay. Now I'm going to wrap this up because we're actually just about out of time. But it says to find inspiration. And actually, 30 seconds. Find inspiration. And can you connect, because I know you do, connect the Bible with our nutrition?
Yeah. So the easiest way for me to think about it is the Bible gives us our how and our why. So it gives us our motivation and it also informs our attitudes behind what we're doing. The science of nutrition informs the what.
All right. Well, there we have it.
There we have it.
Thanks for coming in to celebrate National Nutrition Month with us, Jennifer Bryant from NourishedNutritionCounseling.com. And again, Jennifer, I want to remind our listeners that you and Gina Cordova from Rise and Abide Wellness will be having the next Wellness in the Word workshop for ladies on April 1st. Watch for the details on the website at NourishedNutritionCounseling.com. And you and Gina will catch up with the last week of the month.
Yep, perfect.
All right, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Steve.
Stay with us. Coming up right after the break, another update from Cape New Mexico. We'll revisit one we did recently with Mike Jones from the David Jones, excuse me, David from Cape New Mexico. Information on the convention and on registering for graduation ceremony. That's coming up next as we continue on ABQ Connect.